One of the ministries that we have here at Old Orchard is to the Cornerstone Corporation, which is a ministry to those who have housing needs. And I want to invite Jim Lowe to come forward and share a little bit about the Cornerstone Corporation.
Good morning, everyone. Shall we play a bit of a word association? What comes to your mind when I say the word cornerstone? In my case, that word has always conjured two images immediately. The first, I confess, is one of the best Warner Brothers cartoons I've ever seen, called One Froggy Evening. A construction worker demolishing an old building to make way for a new one finds that the cornerstone of the old building is actually a time capsule, upon opening which he finds a miraculous singing frog. Dreaming of making millions with this sensation, the hapless man comes to rack and ruin instead, for the frog invariably lapses into mundane croaking when any potential audience shows up to behold the miracle. The would-be impresario, a disillusioned member of Skid Row, attains a measure of revenge when he stashes the frog in the cornerstone of a new building. The cartoon ends as this guy's space-age equivalent, evaporating a building with some demolition beam, finds the same frog and trots off with the same delusions of grandeur. Second, I think of a more literal cornerstone, the one in this fine old building's foundation. It's not actually quite a cornerstone, but it's close. Visible every time you enter from that entrance right over there. It proclaims that God's presence has been acknowledged on this quiet corner since A.D., Anno Domini, the year of our Lord, 1897. Thanks be to God for his faithfulness as we, the present occupiers of this space, approach our 30th anniversary as a congregation. But I'm here today because now Cornerstone has a new and special significance for me. I've recently been admitted to the board of directors for the Cornerstone Corporation, an urban housing ministry in operation since 1976, launched by the Grace and Peace Fellowship. Not surprisingly, Old Orchard has been an active contributor to this ministry for a long time. We support it annually with a line item in our budget, and several folks from this congregation, past and present, have been associated with the Cornerstone board in one way or another. In fact, the last time that Cornerstone featured in A Moment for Missions, delivered by Kathy Jane Rieger, that's what fired my desire to become involved, although it took me about a year to make good on that. Working on the assumption that you either do not know much about or perhaps have forgotten about the ministry, let me speak about it today under five interrogative headings: what, who, where, how, and why. First, what is Cornerstone? I can best answer this by reading to you an excerpt from its statement of purpose. Cornerstone Corporation seeks to glorify God by providing homes for the working poor. We provide affordable, quality housing with personalized management to families in our city who would otherwise be left with poor housing or no housing at all. Because of the mercy and love God has shown us in our own lives, we are motivated to be witnesses of the love of Jesus Christ through expressions of that same mercy and justice to our neighbors. In fulfillment of this statement, and as a manifestation of our belief, the corporation has, over the years, bought, rehabbed, and maintained 37 units of rental housing, some in the Skinker de Bolivar neighborhood, the majority of them along Etzel Avenue, which is several blocks north of Grace and Peace. The key is that our rents are controlled and kept well under current market rates so that folks who might otherwise have poor housing or none have access, in fact, to good housing. Of course, purchasing buildings, rehabilitating them, and maintaining them requires funding, only some of which can be covered by rent, particularly since we are charging less than similar units might fetch elsewhere. So the balance has to be made up through giving, through monetary gifts, volunteer labor, and prayer. Who is Cornerstone? There are two answers to this. On the one hand, a volunteer board of directors meets every other month to oversee operations and to plan for the future. I am one of eight of those now. We have two part-time employees, a property manager and a bookkeeper. We also have a maintenance contractor who, by the way, sustained serious injuries a few months ago from a fall on another work site. So if you can remember, please pray for him. His name is Richard, not only for his own sake, but for Cornerstone's, because he really does do a lot on the corporation's behalf in terms of maintenance. On the other hand, for reasons I've already mentioned, you all also are who the corporation is. Your giving through this community supports Cornerstone, and your prayers buoy us up as well. Where is Cornerstone's ministry heading? Before I try to answer this question, I should issue a disclaimer, namely that as the new kid on the block, I'm still learning a lot about this ministry. However, even in the few board meetings I have attended, it's clear that as a board, we strive to find the balance between complacent stagnation and impulsive advancement. Cornerstone is always looking for new properties, and we do have a vision for some new units that would be specifically aimed at women emerging from the Grace and Peace Women's Shelter run in the winter who need housing. Finding the right property at the right price, however, can be fraught with difficulty. For instance, a promising opportunity lately came to nothing when the owner proved intractable. For the immediate future, clear consensus has emerged on the board's part that we need to look into upgrading our part-time property manager into someone who will, in the fullness of time, become a full-time managing director, someone to contribute to and take a lead in making vision into reality. We hope that such a person might be a fundraising, grant-writing, volunteer-inspiring whiz who could actually raise enough support to pay for the position itself. Please join with me in praying about this, and if you happen to know anyone who might be interested and you think is well qualified, do please let me know. How can you help? Like many others who give Moments for Missions, I'd be happy to take your money on behalf of Cornerstone. As inhabitants ourselves of an old building, we know that older structures need tender, loving care, and that in turn requires funding and volunteer labor. On behalf of Cornerstone, I thank you already for your support that enables Old Orchard to be a faithful giver to the Cornerstone ministry. However, further gifts of money or time or expertise are always welcome. In just a couple of weeks, our own Mercy Ministry has arranged for a work day to support Cornerstone, and I hope that some of you will be able to participate. Many hands do indeed make, if not light work, then at least efficient work. Cash contributions can be sent directly to the Cornerstone office, and I can tell you that address. Ideas for prayer support can be had from our online newsletter, which is part of the Cornerstone web presence. And rather than read that out to you, I'll put that in a forthcoming overture so you can visit the website. And finally, why be concerned? This one's easy to answer. Let me refer you and myself to our banner verse, Isaiah 58:12. In preparing my comments, I read through the whole of Isaiah 58. For me, at least, a sobering but helpful experience. God chides his people there for going through spiritual motions, but not doing the real heavy lifting of a life pleasing to him. There was, for instance, fasting, to be sure, but it was a sham. Radical change was called for. Listen to verses 9 through 12. If you cease to pervert justice, to point the accusing finger and to lay false charges, if you feed the hungry from your own plenty and satisfy the needs of the wretched, then your light will rise like dawn out of darkness, and your dusk will be like noonday. The Lord will be your guide continually and will satisfy your needs in the shimmering heat. He will give you strength of limb. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. The ancient ruins will be restored by your own kindred. You shall be called a rebuilder of broken walls, restorer of houses in ruins. Let me close by reiterating Cornerstone's gratitude to you because of your support for its renter families. You, brothers and sisters of Old Orchard, shall indeed be called rebuilder of broken walls, restorer of houses in ruins. If you want to help rebuild and restore further, please see me during the Parlor Fellowship, where I shall either answer your questions or promise to get answers for you. Thanks very much.